Let's worship the Lord. Thank you, Brother Darren, for that. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you know our faults. You see that crack, but it waters the king's garden. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, Brother Enoch. Hallelujah. We got Brother Enoch Snow here, and we'll be going to lunch here about 12:15, but we want to give him time to worship the Lord together. Can you say amen? Amen. This is the 10th of 11 of the Snow family. I'm the 10th of 11 of the Horton family. So we're with the meeting of the minds here today.
Praise God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, isn't it? Amen. Has God been good to you? Always been so good to me, I tell you. Well, it's wonderful to be at Richlands. I appreciate this opportunity to preach. Let's turn to the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 19. Praise God. Thank you very much for this opportunity to be with you today. Praise God. I've enjoyed all the preaching, all the services. It's been great, wonderful preaching. Amen. Book of 1 Kings, chapter number 19. Starting in verse number 1 says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, just saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow at this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there." Verse number 9, "And he came thither unto a cave, and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah?" Verse number 15, "And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshaph." I'm not going to pronounce all these names right. I'll just go ahead and tell you. "Thou anoint him to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Mehoah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room." And then verse number 18 says, "Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed upon Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him." Praise the Lord. Amen. Would you pray and ask the Lord to help me this morning? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity, God, to stand behind this sacred desk. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you'd come down and meet us, Lord, as we try to worship and praise you. God, I pray that you know that I cannot do anything without you. Please, Lord, help us, and we praise you for it, Jesus. Praise God. I speak for my own generation, but I believe that my generation has been living in survival mode. The church has not been all that God has designed it to be. Can we believe that? That we have been in this survival mode. That if I'm making it, if I'm alive, if I go to church and I hear three songs, one testimony, giving the offering, and turn in my prayer request, and the preacher bottle feeds me, I'm alive. Hallelujah. We've got this survival mode where we're just trying to make it. Hallelujah. We're just trying to be the least that we can be and still be called one of God's children. Hallelujah. That is what the church has been that I can see. I'm not down on the church. I believe in the church. Hallelujah. I believe that God's got a church. Amen. I'm not down on it, not one bit. Amen. I'm believing for a last day revival. For a last day move of God. Amen. Like we've never seen before. Now, I don't know that the world will change, but I believe our churches can change. I believe that God can start a revival, amen, with the people that we do have. I believe that the church is not going out of here any less than what it came in. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe it? Amen. Are you hoping for a revival? Amen. Are you hoping for a move of God? Do you want to see heaven come down? Amen. Do you want to see your soul stirred? Amen. I do. Amen. I want to see our loved ones come in. I want to see if just our backsliders came in, we'd see a mighty move of God. Do you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm looking for that. But here we find Elijah. He's just surviving. He says he ran for his life. And that is the way it's been. Amen. We've just trying to outrun the devil. Amen. We're just trying to outrun our problems. We're just trying to survive. We go in this survival mode. We just take what we have. We only pray what we have to pray. We only fast when we have to fast. Hey, praise God. Amen. We're in this survival mode. We only pray in the altar as long as we have to pray in it. Amen. We only listen to the preacher when we have to listen to him. Amen. We're in survival mode. Amen. Just trying to live. Just trying to survive. Amen. Running from the devil. Amen. Running from every fight that we can run from. Amen. Trying to just do. Amen. The best we can with what we have. Hallelujah. Lord help me. Amen. This is where Elijah was. He was in survival mode. I mean, just seen a great move of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But he's running from Jezebel. Amen. Running from the problems. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We can all be critical. Amen. But we can all say that we've been there. Amen. We've been there where we didn't want to, amen, fight the battle. We just wanted to survive. Hallelujah. Amen. That's where he was. He was just trying to survive. Amen. But then God comes to him. Amen. Shows him the whirlwind and all the great things there, the fire. Amen. But then he comes to him and says, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" Amen. What are you doing just trying to survive when I've created you to thrive? Hallelujah. Amen. What are you doing here? Amen. Just trying to make it. Amen. When I've got work for you to do. And he tells him to go anoint those two kings. Amen. And that he's got a preacher. Amen. That he wants to anoint. Amen. That he wants to throw that, amen, that mantle over on. Praise God. Amen. I believe the church has been in survival mode. Amen. But I believe it's time. If we believe it's the last days. Amen. And I believe that it is. Amen. The signs of the time point to that. Amen. But I'm looking for a latter day rain. I'm looking for a latter day revival. Amen. I believe it's time to switch modes. Amen. And go from survival mode to revival mode. Amen. To leave this doom and gloom. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not come to tell you that I don't see the things that are going on in the world. Amen. I don't see the bad things. Amen. But let me tell you, amen, we can live in a total different environment if we get in the spirit. There we find Paul. Amen. John. Amen. He says he was on this place called Patmos. Amen. He was on a place that everybody called a bad place. Everybody said was a horrible day to live in. Amen. But it says that he found Pentecost on Patmos. He was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. We may be living in a troublesome day, but God's still the same. Hallelujah. Amen. We look at the history. Amen. Every time persecution came, every time hard times came, amen, there was a thriving and a reviving in the church. Amen. And I'm looking for it in this last day and hour that we're living in. I don't expect God to do anything different than what he's always done. I'm still believing for souls to be saved, believers to be filled, amen, the sick to be healed, amen, praise God, amen. Are you looking for a revival, or are you just going to survive? Praise God, I'm looking for a revival, are you? Hallelujah. I understand that you're wanting to just survive this preaching so you can get to some reviving food. Amen. Praise God. And I'm trying the same. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter number 29 and verse number 18, it says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." There was a man, we worked on the streets of Idabel there quite a bit, and there was a man named John Harnsberger. He was 50 years old. We tried to help him, get him several jobs and just different things. And he would constantly, he'd get up, you know. One time he had $600. And for a man, he just didn't have anything. Everything, when I went and picked him up from the place he was living, he put everything in the trunk of my car. At 50 years old, that's everything he owned. One tub. Amen. But there he was. And he, you know, seemed like he was getting on his feet. Bought him a nice coat, you know. I mean, he was just so happy about it. All the great things that was happening in his life. But he gave that $600 away. He didn't even care about it. And I I was riding with him after that, just, you know, just wondering what in the world is this guy thinking? What is his mentality? And I asked him, I said, do you have any plan? What do you want to be? I mean, you're 50 years old. You ought to have something you want to be. Amen. Praise God. And he said, no, I don't really care. I'm happy where I am. Amen. That's exactly the way the church is. Amen. God's saying, I'll daily load you with benefits. Amen. But we're saying, oh, just as long as we get to hear the choir sing. Amen. Come on now. Amen. You can be filled. Amen. And ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses. Amen. But if I go to church and I feel all right and I walk around the altar twice, praise God. Amen. I'm surviving. I'm doing all right. Praise God Almighty. Amen. I believe God's greater than that, don't you? I believe the church can be greater than what it is. I believe Christians can get back on fire for God and have more of Jesus, amen, than we've ever had before. Amen. We need it. Amen. We're not surviving. Amen. If we're just getting by. Amen. Come to tell you. Amen. We need a revival. We need a move of God. And we need to get back to what the church, amen, was meant to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help me. No goal. No plan. No vision. Amen. We'll perish. If you don't plan for souls to be saved, believe me, they ain't gonna be saved. If you don't have faith for the sick to be healed, amen, they ain't gonna be healed where you are. Amen. But there will be a church. Hallelujah. That'll stand up and believe God. Amen. There will be somebody, amen, that'll say, I'm tired of just surviving, and I'm time to thrive. Amen. It's time to be what God wants us to be. Amen. We're on spiritual welfare. Amen. We come and the preacher feeds us. Amen. We sit there. Amen. We swipe our card. Amen. And get everything that we need. Amen. Just by raising our hand or whatever. Amen. But it's time that we become an army. Amen. That can fight for ourselves. Amen. Praise God. He didn't say the preacher only will be a witness, but he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. It's God's will that every Christian, amen, be a witness for him. It's God's will that not just the preacher, amen, not just the pastor, amen, but that every soul in the church of God, amen, do something for him in this last day and hour. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We need to get off this spiritual welfare. Amen. Praise God. There the widow was. Amen. And 2 Kings chapter far. Amen. She was just worried about her two sons. Amen. That's all I'm worried about. It's just surviving. Amen. But he said, amen, what do you have in the house? She said, I have not anything save a pot of oil. Amen. So if the Bible's telling me right, she only had one thing, and it was the oil. Amen. Praise God. I don't have time to get into all this. Amen. But he said, after it's all done, he said, go sell it and live thou on the rest. Hallelujah. Amen. This religion, amen, this precious power, amen, that I have is enough to live on. Hallelujah. It's not just enough to survive on, but it's enough to live on. It's enough to get me to glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, I wish I could preach. Praise God. Amen. There Nehemiah was in a mess, and we're in a mess. America's in a mess. Amen. The gates have been torn down. Our foundations have been shaken. Hallelujah. Our walls have been destroyed. Amen. That's where Nehemiah was. Everything that they trusted in. Amen. It was a rubble. It was a big mess. God help me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He goes into that town there and he sees something. Amen, that he could build something with. Praise God. Amen, let me tell you, God can build a church, amen, out of this right here. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Amen. There is nothing impossible. Amen. By the way, God don't deal with possibilities. He deals in impossibilities. That's his business. Praise God. So if you're looking for a possible revival, it ain't going to come by God. Hallelujah. But if there's an impossibility, God will sure enough show up. Amen. Praise God. I don't want a revival that I can bring. I want to do something that only God can do, that only heaven can get the glory for. Amen. That's what we need. We may be living in rubble, amen, but if we'll have somebody that'll stand up and say, I'll be a child of God,
I'll rebuild a wall in the middle of rubble. I ain't just gonna survive in the enemy's camp, but I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go back to the old paths. I'm gonna go back to the old church, and I'm gonna rebuild the walls. I'm gonna put the gates back. Amen. I'm gonna do it again. Praise God. They could have lived in the enemy's camp. Amen. They could have been just fine where they was. Amen. But they decided, hey, I'm going to go back. I'm going to rebuild the walls. Amen. I'm going to do it again. Praise God. There John was. He said, I go a fishing. Amen. I'm just going to survive. I got to go back, get my paycheck. I ain't going to preach no more. I ain't got nothing. I just got to survive. That's it. That's all I'm worried about. I go fishing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. But Jesus showed up. Amen. And only a few chapters later, he went from surviving. Amen. In Acts chapter 2. Amen. To thriving. Hallelujah. Praise God. There he was. Amen. On the day of Pentecost. Amen. But Peter standing up. Amen. With the 11 lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judah and all that dwell in Jerusalem, be it this known unto you and hearken to my words. Amen. For these that are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing is but the third hour of the day. But this is that. Hallelujah. Now I've been to some churches where I said this ain't that. If ain't a word. But hallelujah. Amen. This ain't that. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time that we go back to church and we say this is that. Not just this ain't, amen, what we used to have. This ain't what daddy told me about. This ain't what they used to. Hey, this is that. Amen. I'm believing. Amen. I'm expecting. Amen. For us to be able to say again, this is that. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Just a few, amen, days before, Peter, I mean, he said, I'm going back to fishing. I'm just going to try to survive. Amen. But then he stands up. Amen. And he begins to tell them, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Amen. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I said, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. You've been surviving. You said, if I could make it to Richlands, if I can make it to camp meeting, if I can just survive this storm. But I come to tell you, it's time to thrive. I said, it's time to be revived. Amen. God's still here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm quitting. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you tired of just surviving? Amen. There they are. They go out in those wildernesses and places, and they take just enough to barely live. Praise God. There we find him. Psalms 23. He's in a valley of the shadow of death. He's in a dark, low place. He's in a very low place. Amen. And there's an enemy that's encamped against him. Amen. He's in a valley and there's an enemy. What worse circumstances could you ask for? Now, I've never been a soldier. I never fought in the army, though I do give honor to all who have. Thank you very much. Amen. But praise God. Amen. There he was. I mean, he had an enemy. He was a soldier. Amen. Just my mind. There's nothing that could be more refreshing. Amen. Than to sit down at mama's table. Eat greens, beans, potatoes, and corn. Amen. A fried steak. Praise God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm making you hungry already. Amen. There, sit down and drink a glass of tea in the middle of a battle. Amen. There, you get the rations. You get the small food. Amen. But God said, I'll prepare a table. That don't sound like he's just surviving. It sounds like he's thriving. You may be in a wilderness. You may be in a battle. Amen. But I come to tell you, supper's ready. I come to tell you, there's a table in the middle of your battle. There's a banquet. Amen. In your battle. Amen. There's a feast for a fighter. There's deliverance. Amen. For the captive. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 37 says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Amen. You've been surviving when God's will's for you to be thriving. Hallelujah. Amen. You've just been getting by. Amen. When God wants you to go over the top. Amen. I believe it, don't you? We're living below our means. Amen. God wants to help you. You don't always have to be in the down and out. You don't always have to be fighting depression. You don't always have to be down in the valley. Amen. Because there's even blessings. Amen. In the middle of your fight. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Would you raise your hands and ask the Lord? Have his way.
Can you say amen? Is that all right? Amen. Brother Philip Snow has a wonderful family, doesn't he?